the Sky News Centre at 5, David Cameron's telling the UK to prepare for more bad news after revealing three British nationals have died in the Nairobi terror attack. 59 people are known to have been killed. The Prime Minister says it's a sickening attack.
These appalling terrorist attacks are where the perpetrators claim they do it in the name of a religion. They don't. They do it in the name of terror, violence, extremism, and their warped view of the world. They don't represent Islam or Muslims in Britain or anywhere else in the world.
A police constable who was run over by a car he tried to stop speeding has died. A 25-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murdering PC Andrew Duncan in South London on Friday. A second teenager has been arrested over the death of a rapper who was stabbed during a fundraiser for a friend killed a year earlier. 18-year-old Joshua Ribeiro was attacked outside a nightclub in Birmingham on Friday. The Labour leader says he personally asked Gordon Brown to sack his former spin doctor. Ed Miliband's been reacting to a book by Damian McBride which exposes apparent smear campaigns within the last government. Activists at the party conference in Brighton are trying to ignore it.
It is a bit of a distraction from, you know, the real issues, which are job losses, housing crisis, cost of living crisis.
It's just one person, isn't it? The rest of us are all united and all after the same cause.
I think the party knows why it's here and it's about policy and going forwards.
In sport, news from the F1 to come, but first in football, the Premier League's Manchester derby is going the way of City, who lead United 2-0 heading into the second half. Cardiff and Tottenham are 0-0 in the other later kick-off. Earlier, Arsenal went top of the table with a 3-1 win over Stoke, while Swansea triumphed 2-0 at Crystal Palace. In the Scottish Premiership, Dundee United drew 2-2 with Motherwell. The Singapore Formula One Grand Prix was won by Sebastian Vettel. He finished more than 30 seconds ahead of Fernando Alonso. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather. Brought to you by the Brentwood Brewing Company. Great beer, whatever the weather.
Yes, it's the weather. So tonight some sunny spells, this evening and remaining fairly warm. That's quite weird, sunny spells in the evening as the moon's out. Becoming generally cloudy overnight with some mist developing as winds become lighter. Minimum temperature 10 degrees Celsius. On Monday, tomorrow, remaining rather cloudy but dry. The mist should lift through the morning and some bright spells may develop through the afternoon. Feeling warm with light winds. Maximum temperature 19 degrees Celsius, so it is pretty warm.
The Brentwood Brewing Company have moved to a brand new brewery behind Calcott Hall Farm Shop in Ongar Road. Brentwood Beer. Great beer, whatever the weather.
And did you guys know there's actually a Phoenix FM beer that the Brentwood Brewing Company make? I've never seen it. I've been here for ages and I haven't seen this Phoenix FM beer. I've seen a picture of it. Apparently it only sells somewhere in Essex and in Devon, bizarrely.
Dark or a light beer?
I don't know actually. I haven't actually seen it in the glass. I've only seen the kind of pump, which makes me think it's just a Photoshop. No, it's real. So, do you guys want to do inspired by my weather? Do you guys want to do a song?
Yes.
What song do you want to do?
We'll do a sunny one.
What's it called?
Heavy Head Boy.
Heavy Head Boy. That sounds good. So whenever you're ready, I'll turn down my mic so you can sing. What's Heavy Head Boy about?
Well, it's a story about a boy. It's like a little character that I made.
Okay, so tell us that so we can get into your mindset when we're listening to it.
Well, if I tell you the story, there's basically
just it's going to spoil it. Okay.
You listen to, yeah. I can say them now.
Okay, so no spoilers. This is Heavy Head Boy by Slogan.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Heavy Head Boy was in love with a girl who he loved more than he loved the world. She looked at him and his dream came true, 'cause he knew now that she loved him too. Heavy Head Boy, Heavy Head Boy, Heavy Head Boy, he's in love. Every day they hugged and kissed,
Head Boy by Slowgun on the Jed Shepherd Show on Phoenix FM. So let's break that down. So Heavy Head Boy,
he's in love.
He's in love.
Yeah.
Who was he in love with? With a girl.
Yeah.
And why? What's up with his heavy head?
I guess it's pretty heavy. With worries, maybe. I don't know.
Ah, okay.
His character had a big head, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is there going to be like a sequel to it where everything works out fine, or?
No, it never works out.
Ah. So it's quite realistic then.
Well, he's like a tragic character.
He's very tragic.
Oh, it's like sound like a bit like Mr. Bean or something.
Yeah, that's funny. Isn't it?
So if you're a fan of Mr. Bean, you can check that song out. If you want to, how do you find you guys online? Like, where do you go to? So you've got your Twitter, Slowgun Band.
Yeah, we've got Facebook as well.
Facebook.
So we go between those two.
Yeah, I don't have Facebook, so I don't really understand how it works. So can you just do facebook.com/Slowgun
Band.
Slowgun Band.
Well, yeah, it might be,
okay, I'm going to really check out if Slowgun's taken. And where else can you find it? Are you on SoundCloud?
Yeah, there's SoundCloud. Tim's got some stuff up of ours.
Yeah, the O-Genesis SoundCloud.
O-Genesis.
Yeah. But there's also the iTunes link. I don't know how it works. There's an iTunes link with our song.
Okay.
That Tim's put up.
You can pre-order the songs on iTunes at the moment.
Okay. There's some videos as well on YouTube.
Okay, so if you just went to iTunes and typed in Slowgun, could you find it? Or do you have to wait till the 30th?
You might do, actually.
No, I think it should come up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it might do.
Can test that in a minute. And so what's the deal with Tim Burgess then? How has he kind of been involved?
Well, we used to have a manager called Kiko, Dr. Kiko.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes people around touring in his tour bus and stuff. And Tim was in the bus with him, and he started to play our songs. And Tim was like, who's this? That's how it started. Yeah,
okay.
Quite nice.
So kind of like an earworm, just kind of got into his head, and now he can't stop. So he invited you to, is that how you played Isle of Wight Festival?
As part of his setup? Yeah, it's
all Tim. He does this thing at all the festivals called Tim Peake's Diner.
Awesome.
He has a little coffee shop thing that he takes around.
That's amazing.
Gives all the profits to charity. It's really nice. He gets back to playing there. And
does he dress like a midget? In a suit. Does he tie shoes to his knees? And that's what I would do.
That's actually very nice coffee, I have to say.
Yeah,
mighty fine.
The money goes to the David Lynch Foundation. It's all.
Oh, does it really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
Twin Peaks thing. But yeah, so that was what. We played it. The three festivals we did for. Was it the Tim Peaks?
And what's the David Lynch Foundation? Is that like for?
I think
to freak people out or something.
I think it's a transcendental meditation for, you know, getting started.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty deep. Didn't know we went that deep. So you'll be hearing more Slowgun in a little bit. I'm going to play a song. This one's really poppy now. I can't remember if this has a bad word in it. I'll try and put it down before that word comes in. But this is a new Churches song. It's Now Is Not the Time.
Lovers.
churches with Now Is Not The Time. And I'm playing something straight away next. This is Zulu Winter with Key To My Heart. And the reason why I'm playing this straight away is so you can hear how most new bands that come out now try to sound a little bit like churches, because they've realised churches put one song on, online, and kind of they're all over the place now, all over blogs, and their album comes out next week and it'll probably go into number one, I'm assuming. And they're getting massive support slots and they're touring America just off the back of just a couple of songs online, which is pretty amazing. So we have a new band now have started to sound a little bit like churches to kind of get there. So this is Zulu Winter with Key To My Heart.
Friday the 27th of September to Sunday the 29th, the Oktoberfest comes to Brentwood. Yes, for just £5, come and enjoy all the attractions of this annual event. Live bands, a German Umpah band, real ales, German beers of course, and themed food. And it's all in aid of Help for Heroes. What's more, under 17s get in for free. And where might this extravaganza be taking place? Why, the White Horse of course, at 173 Coxty Green Road. For more details, call 01 277 37 24 10. That's Brentwood, 37 24 10.
Join me, Mel Watson, every Wednesday evening, 7 till 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Each week, I'll be chatting to an expert about how you can change your body for the better. From cosmetic surgery to karate, from Reiki to reflexology, whether it's an alternative therapy or doctor's advice you need, you'll find it all in Body Talk, the show that could change your life. Brought to you in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital.
So just listen to those adverts there. You've got the Oktoberfest, so it's sort of like beer related, obviously, but it's under 17s getting free. Isn't that kind of counterproductive, isn't that? Because they can get in, but they can't drink anything. That's a bit, I don't know. So I am joined. Matt Jolly's just walked in, by the way. Matt, are you, if you can hear this, which you probably can, you can come in if you want. No, he's not going to come in. He's nervous. So we've got, we're joined by Slow Gum. And do you want to do a new song, or are you not prepared? Or
yeah, we do. Should we do the other
next song?
Double A side A.
The other, yeah, the other side. And actually, just to confirm, Slow Gun won't be at the Oktoberfest because they've got their gig at the Dingwalls with Shonen Gun on the same day, 29th of September.
Yeah.
So this song is called.
Oh, next time.
Next time. Next time they'll get to the Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe,
two, three, four.
Maybe, baby, next time we should be a little closer than we've been. Maybe I can hold your hand. Just hope you understand that I'm just shy. Please don't cry. Guess there's something in your eyes. I'll be cool next time. Please just give me time. I'm sorry, sometimes I don't understand how I should act if you're around. And sometimes I say sloppy things with no reply. I'll never speak again. But if I could, then I would look at you forever. When I close my eyes, I see you inside. I'm sorry. Don't cry, guess there's something in your eye. I'll be cool next time. Please just give me time. I'm sorry.
That's Slow Gun with Next Time on Phoenix 98 FM, specifically the Jed Shepherd Show. That was lovely, guys.
Thank you
for that. They're going to be playing, I think, one more song later. And before that, I'll play you a song by Atlas Genius, and it's called Trojans.
break off all thoughts of what we've been.
Alice Genius there with Trojans. I'm going to do something that I don't normally do quite often.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Calcott Hall Farm Shop. Fresh produce from Brentwood's Market Garden.
Yes, I want to do some events now, because I saw something in the event guide which you need to do. On Friday the 27th of September, 2 days before Slogan play the Dingwalls, it's an event, and it's called, this is what got my attention, it's called Indoor Bowling Come and Try Sessions. This is at Story Hill Indoor Bowls Club in Brentwood. Try your hand at indoor bowling with free taster sessions. Experienced members will be on hand to get you started with bowling, which is fun, friendly, and great keep fit exercise. All equipment provided. If possible, take slippers. Is that true? If possible, take slippers, flat-soled shoes, or thick socks. Because if you're an amateur bowler, you'll definitely need thick socks. That's from Friday, 27 September 2013, 4 till 8 o'clock. So that's something to enjoy. There's something else happening. There's an inspirational book signing and launch for the Helen Rollison Cancer Charity. That's organised by John Yarrow, and that's at the Reading Rooms, possibly the Reading Rooms, 73 High Street. The details are Inspirational Irene from the Heart is the true life story. My mum's name's Irene, by the way. Is the true life story of the longest survivor of recurrent bowel cancer in the UK, and how she fought with illness and bravery, courage and belief in her treatment of cancer in the UK. So if you want to see her sign some books, that's it says 9 in the morning till 5:30 at night. That's crazy. Saturday the 28th of September 2013, that's at the Reading Rooms.
Visit Calcott Hall Farm Shop, Ongar Road, Brentwood, or our website at calcotthall.com for more information, and take the Calcott way to your five a day.
Hey, Slogan.
Hello.
Have you guys enjoyed it so far, the first hour and a half?
Yeah.
It's nice, man.
Good. There's still one more song to come in a bit. You don't have to play it just now. But we're joined by Matt Jolly. Matt, do you want to come and say what's on your show? Not. Do you want to get on mic too?
Oh, mic too.
Yeah.
I'm hearing the sound.
This is the kind of things that you'll hear in Matt Jolly's show. Yeah. So Matt.
Yes.
So I heard. Let me put some dramatic music on.
All right.
This is the music from the Candyman, so it better be scary. So what's on your show today?
Well, I've got a band in. Jukes, the finest ukulele band in the
universe.
Oh, I know
Jukes, yeah. Did they play the creative sessions?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But they've only recently come back from a tour from Czech Republic.
Oh, awesome. And they just play ukuleles?
Yeah, they play all play ukuleles.
How many?
Really fun songs.
How many of them play ukuleles?
Seven.
Seven. There'll be seven ukulele plays in here in a minute.
All seven of them.
Wow.
All seven of them.
Okay, that's awesome. Obviously, you're doing asteroid news.
No, I've got my video game review of the week, though, but I'm doing that in my first hour this time.
Okay, so asteroid news of the second hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
just to keep you happy, or I don't know. You should. I keep saying to you every week, you should do another feature. You should do a feature of asteroid news.
No, because I like it when you do it.
I only did it once.
Yeah, but like now I expect it. It's because like when Slogan on the way back home, if they come across an asteroid that they didn't expect, then they'll know who to blame.
I don't know. Oh, by the way, something supernatural happened to me.
Oh, perfect. Okay, you guys don't know, but basically Matt Jolly is the most supernatural person in the world. Everything supernatural happens to him. Like the other day, there was some teleporting spiders.
Yep.
Magic things happened in trees or something.
Yep. So and the painting heard scratching on a painting.
What?
Do you remember? Because I said
no.
That happened in all 1 week when my parents went away to America.
Okay, and what, there was scratches on the painting.
Scratch on the painting. There were I heard some scratching as I was trying to fall asleep, and there was
could just be rats
at the hi-fi.
Yeah.
And the vinyl recorder, it just started. The turntable
going around.
Turning,
was it playing a creepy song? Was it playing like Jeepers Creepers or something?
I don't know. No. It wasn't playing anything.
That's
but
even
it
worse.
Was just it was turning. It wasn't even on. It wasn't even plugged in.
It wasn't even plugged in, and the turntable was going round.
Yeah, it was going round as I was cleaning it.
Wow.
And it was crazy.
So, do you think your house is haunted, or do you think you're haunted?
I think it's me.
I think so too.
Because what happened?
I get a shiver every time you walk in the room.
During the week, I went to get a bus.
Yeah.
And it was fairly windy. I mean, it wasn't as if it would blow anything around, but there was this one container, box container,
yeah,
that was in the middle of the street. I was walking down the street, wasn't moving at all, and then as soon as I moved past it, it started following me until I got to the bus stop, and it stopped.
So a cardboard box followed you down the street?
Sort of, yeah.
You need to call the Ghostbusters. This is pretty, yeah, supernatural. Right. Okay, thank you. So next week you'll hear Matt Jolly doing more supernatural updates on his crazy life. Someone should follow him around with the camera, because it sounds amazing. I'm going to play a song by a band. Actually, I'm going to play a song by Karen O. It's called The Moon Song. Yeah, it's a great band, and they've been releasing some good stuff lately, so I don't know why she feels the need to kind of go. So, Tony, would you ever leave your band and just do stuff yourself?
Not really.
Totally.
I'm too frightened to go on my own.
Well, here's Karen O doing her solo thing with The Moon Song. Song there. Kind of boring, Karen. I stick to the other band. My name is Jed Shepherd. This is the Jed Shepherd Show. I am joined by Slowgun. What did you think about that Karen O song? You're kind of distracted watching the Billy Ricky Grand Prix. That's Karen O. but yeah. Would you, are you a big fan of the AES?
Yeah.
I really like the first record.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are there any kind of big, are you like fans of massive bands, or do you kind of like to keep, because like you obviously like the Pixies and the Breeders, which you kind of, is that kind of what you not aspire to be, but is that the kind of inspiration behind a lot of your songs, or is it just that just come across that way?
I think it just comes across that way. We don't try.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think people always make the connection, but yeah, we are fans.
Yeah.
So probably it's all related.
I'm seeing Fleetwood Mac next week. I can't wait.
Oh, not fair.
The most expensive gig tickets I've ever seen. £140.
Wow.
That is crazy.
It better be good then.
Yeah. No, it better be good.
No, we love the Mac.
Yeah.
They are the best. Exactly. Well, I reckon it's a good investment, because one of them might die or something within the next year, so who knows when they're going to be all together again, so...
Keep it light, Jed. Keep it light.
Yeah, I am. Matt Jolly, are you going to play Michael Bublé?
Yes.
First song or second song? Keep it as
third.
A surprise.
I'm third.
It could be third song. He's mixing it up this week, guys. I'm going to play a song by a band called Young Summer. And they had a song a little while ago called something about first love or something. It was quite good. But this one's called Waves That Rolled You Under. I'm really good at this. And this is called Waves That Rolled You Under, and it's really quite sweet. Summer with Waves That Rolled You Under. Just give you a little bit of a sport update, as is what you listen to the show for. Man City are beating Man United 4-0 at the moment. That's not a joke. 4-0. That's craziness. And some other stuff's happened. Tottenham's drawing 0-0. And there was some football earlier. Arsenal won 3-1 against Stoke. And Swansea won 2-0, which is great because I've got Vorm in goal for my fantasy football, which I know you guys are interested in. I'm going to play a song next by a band that Slogan recommended, and they're called Kibo, right? Kibo, yeah. It sounds like an out-of-date social network. Kibo. Do you remember when Kibo was big? All the kids had it. So let's have a look. So I'm playing this off a YouTube video now, so the sound quality might not be the best thing ever, but I'll give it a shot. So this song's called Native American, and who are Kibo anyway? Where are they from? What are they about?
Oh, well, I don't know.
They're based in London.
Yeah. What they're about? They're amazing.
Five girls.
Yeah, they're five girls.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Maybe I should
get
them
friends.
In.
They're really lovely.
Okay.
Well.
So should I ask them to come in at some point?
Yeah, you should definitely ask them
okay.
to come in.
Yeah. And this is called Native American. And yeah, let's see how it goes. Kibo with Native American. That was really good. I'm surprised. Because usually bands come in and they recommend other bands and they're rubbish, but that was really good. That was really genuinely good. That was Kibo with Native American. If you want to check them out, just type in Kibo into YouTube and you can check them out. So what we've got? How long have we got left? About 18 minutes left of the show. So first of all, I'm going to get some adverts out of the way because I hate them the most. So I'll play that now.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
This is the Jess Shepherd Show, and you've tuned in. 15 minutes left until the Jolly Selection. Matt Jolly's Fist Pumping. And we've got one more song left from Slogan. And then that's it, really. So this song, I believe, is called Steven. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen them live a few times, and this is the song that I always remember. I don't know if that means that the rest of your songs aren't so memorable, or this song's just stand out good.
The most memorable.
Yeah. So I'm going to film this as well. So if you check out the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com, you'll be able to see them do this live as well. So anytime you're ready, guys.
How do we start? It's me, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to introduce it just so it looks nice on the video?
This is Steven. Going out tonight doesn't feel quite right. An hour late we leave. We're meeting up with Steve. So we walk into this bar, and we don't get very far before this random jack shoves us in the back. I'm not having this. This guy takes the piss. But we try to calm things down. Steven shoves into the ground. Steven, let's fight. Steven, let's fight, fight. Slow motion starts. We see a flying glass. There's blood on Steven's lips. The other guy's in bits. But it's not a good idea to fight now, because the police are here. Steven, let's fight.
Slogan with Stephen on Phoenix 98 FM. Is there a particular Stephen that's based on?
Yeah, it's my friend Stephen.
Oh, is that Stephen?
Yeah, it's actually, he had a fight once. He's not a very fighty person, but I think something bad happened. And
you turned it into a positive. You've turned his negativity into a positive.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Slogan were very good. And Tony's given me the vinyl of Stephen, which was out a little while ago. And it's got Steven, Old Man Superman, and Heavy Head Boy. Yeah. All the ones you played today, which is great.
Yeah.
And just again, the new single is called...
Next Time and Sidekick Me.
Next Time and Sidekick Me. Yeah. Is it a double A?
Yeah, double A. Yeah.
And that's out on the 30th of September. You can pre-order it now by going to...
iTunes.
Or just Google Slogan and you can find out all about them.
Yeah, I'm not sure how iTunes work, but I think, yeah... Mm.
We'll figure it out. People will figure it out. So I'm going to play you a song by... this is kind of a weird one because it's kind of a mix of different people. It's Kelly from Block Party. It's MNDR and it's RAC. And RAC usually do remixes, but this is kind of the branch now doing their own thing now. But this is called Let Go.
Oh, try to stay sober. It's eating you. And they say you are a monster. But what I see is a child.
We've Let Go featuring Kelly from Block Party and MNDR. In a couple of weeks, I've got a lady called, I say lady, she's 16, Celine Clayton's coming on my show. And she's apparently friends with Hetty, who was on last week. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, but Celine Clayton, and she kind of does kind of folky type stuff, which sounds good. But then I think the week after that, the Pop Guns are coming in, who are that classic Brighton band, who I believe has written one of the best songs of all time called Waiting for the Winter. And a lot of people don't know who they are, so I'm going to play that song in just a minute. So they were around in like the early 90s and they kind of disappeared. And I think they made a comeback last year, but when I say comeback, there wasn't really anything to come back to because they weren't that big in the first place. But hopefully now they'll make it big. I'm just watching as seven ukulele players walk into the studio who are going to be, they're called the Dukes, which is a pun on the word Dukes, and they'll be on Matt Jolly's show next, in betwixt Michael Bublé and the other stuff. Take that. Let's have a go playing the Pop Guns' Waiting for the Winter. And as I said, this is one of the best songs ever made in my mind.
I never should have.
was the Pop Guns Waiting for the Winter, and I'm excited to have them on my show in a couple of weeks. That's basically it for me. So thanks very much, Slogan, for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, happy birthday to Tony's mum, if she's listening.
Happy birthday, Ellie.
What's her name? Ellie?
Eileen.
Yeah. My mum's name's Irene. Maybe they should be friends. Pearson, do you remember what song I always end my show with? As you were on...
I can't remember, sorry.
It's the theme song from The Raccoons. So I'll see you guys next week.
Oh, The Raccoons, I love it.
Yeah. Bye, everyone. And say hello to Matt Jolly.
Hello.